Well, who's FEMA? I mean, it's the people, it's the taxpayers. Do we want to go to the question is, do we want to go further into debt to bail out the people that we encourage to build in dangerous places? The whole program is wrong. They've distorted completely the concept of insurance. It wasn't insurance is supposed to measure risk. Instead, we guaranteed that if you did risky things, we would bail you out regardless. And the flood program, insurance program, it's bankrupt. I think it's around $20 billion in debt. So it's just another program. But FEMA happens to be one of the worst. There's no other program or bureaucracy that I had to deal with in Congress that I got more complaints for than FEMA. People really don't like it. And I've never supported this. And I live on a coastal district. I've gone through these hurricanes. We go to bat for the constituents because they've been told, you know, get into programs and we'll bail you out. But they don't get bailed out. All they get is an invasion of national people, you know, the bureaucrats coming in and interfering, and it's a disaster they create.
Well, what happens? You know there's going to be a call, a cry, a hue and cry, more disaster relief, whether it's FEMA or not FEMA. Let's spend a lot of money to bail out Hurricane Irene, which was very difficult in many places here on the East Coast. What is your response to that? There's going to be a call for emergency spending.
Right. And there's one way I would actually vote for it, and I proposed this when the hurricanes hit Texas. I said, I'm not going to vote for it because there's no money and it's a bad program. But if you cut $1 billion or $2 billion out of a program overseas that just gets us into trouble, put half of it toward the deficit, I will vote to put the other half into a domestic program that needs to be saved. So if they have this crisis and we could cut $1 billion out of our debt and spend $1 billion here or whatever, do it. All but we just can't keep printing the money and running up the debt. That's how we got in this trouble. So I have refused to do that for ever since 1971, since I've been in Congress. All so I'm not likely to change my opinion on that.
I hear